He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, February the 26th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California. Well, what do we have today? The Dow is down 24 points right now. 21, call it. The Dow is at 18,199. Still at or near new all-time highs on that Dow Jones Industrial Average. The S&P 500 is down 6. Which from a percentage basis isn't like the six of old. You know, 10 years ago, 6 points was quite a bit on the S&P 500. Now it's 0.28%. The S&P is at 2,107.88. We have the NASDAQ down 8 points right now. 4,958, 42 points, 41.6 points away from 5,000. The crude oil markets been a little off this week. We're down 2.5% on crude oil. I still not seeing those inventories being worked off in the crude oil markets. Crude oil is at 49.67, however. It certainly has stabilized in that $45 to $50 range, hasn't it? It's not plunging anymore. And a lot of the oil stocks have actually come back quite a ways from the lows that they set back in mid-December. Gold, 1211, $1,211 per ounce, up a little bit today. The euro down today. The euro down 1.3%. Still a good time to take that European vacation. Hey, I got a friend in Norway now. I'm going to have to go visit. I need to write to him today. He listens to our show every day. That's where my folks are from. The 10-year yield is at 1.97%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We continue to get earnings reports. We had two more really good ones this week. Wow, I've got a couple of huge winners in the market here. Avigo and Acorn, which I'll be featuring on today's show. I've been in those stocks for a long time. I've written many articles about them, and they're both bouncing up to new all-time highs again here this week on better-than-expected earnings reports. Meanwhile, we continue to get reports on the economy. We heard from Miss Yellen this week. We heard from her twice, once to the Senate, once to the House of Representatives. We heard from Ms. Yellen that she can still be patient, at least for a couple of more meetings, although she continues to signal, don't be expecting us to put off these rate hikes indefinitely. And it would almost seem definite that this is the year, sometime in the early summer probably, that we'll get that inevitable rate hike, which, you know, doesn't bring the economy to a screeching halt, but it certainly does slow it down. Not that it's going that fast in the first place, but, you know, there is a tiny little smidgen of inflation showing up. Not much. I think personally that she's more worried about the valuation of the stock market right now. As I did my study on it last week, a very in-depth study, I find the market to be fairly valued right now, as I've been saying all week. What does that mean? Well, you know, it just puts a little bit of wind in the face of the market. It doesn't mean that the market can't keep going higher, because there's two components that I watch. One is valuation, the other is momentum. And momentum can continue to carry the market higher, but you have to also realize that the risk becomes greater as the market becomes fully valued, like it is now, with the S&P trading at about 20 times earnings and the NASDAQ trading at 22. And my focus in the coming newsletters will be to watch these valuations very, very closely. But more important than watching the valuations of the market is watching the valuations of individual stocks. I think one key number that's becoming more and more meaningful as you look at individual companies is the PEG ratio. Just compare the forward PE ratio of the stock, which you can find in a nanosecond on my app. Turn to, let's just get one stock here real quickly, all right? Let's just take Avago, for instance. I'm not even sure what that number comes in at right now after this big move. Okay, Avago has got a forward PE ratio right now of 14.09. All right, now what did I just say that the market's trading at? 20. So as I look at an individual stock, I want to at least first begin by comparing the forward PE ratio with the market right now. Secondly, I want to look at the expected five-year growth rate of the company. And in Avago's case, I see that the five-year expected growth rate going forward is 31% per year. Now, I find that to be a favorable reading. Here you've got a stock that's still trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. That computes to a very easy calculation. It's a number. It's a fraction. It's decimal points. It's a PEG ratio of 0.45 on Avago. I like PEG ratios around 1 and even better, less than 1. Doesn't mean I'm going to sell a stock if it gets to a higher PEG ratio, but this to me becomes a red flag in today's market. Yellow flag, red flag, hey, you're getting up into astronomical territory here. Let me give you an example of a stock that I sold recently, Domino's Pizza. Now, Domino's could continue to go higher. We just did the math on Avago, and we found that the PEG ratio was less than 1.45, and you could look it up in a flash on the app. All right, now let me look at the chart of Domino's Pizza, which has been good to me. I think I made 40% or something like that, and it really does still have a bit of momentum. It's got a relative strength of 92, but when we look at those same two numbers, okay, the forward PE ratio right now on Domino's Pizza is 26.6. The first thing I say to myself is this is trading now at a premium to the overall market. Domino's, the second number that I would look, the second domino to fall, is it's expected to grow by 15% per year. That means that the stock is trading at quite a steep premium to its growth rate. Because the PEG ratio, PEG, that's price to earnings divided by growth, is 1.76. Now that does not mean that the stock can't trade higher. Look at the year 2000 when the NASDAQ went to 100 times earnings and PEG ratios less than 5 were considered cheap. Less than 5. I can remember those days. Oh, well, it's trading at 100 times earnings, but look, George, it's expected to grow by 20% per year. That means it's got a reasonable PEG ratio of 5. Well, that was the year 2000. That was when the NASDAQ was at 5,000. It later went to 1,200. So the market does not support PEG ratios of 5 or PEs of 100. Eventually, people wake up and smell the valuation coffee, and the NASDAQ got slaughtered after that. So that's why I think as we approach NASDAQ 5000 again, to at least be aware of the valuation of the market right now, number one, which I would call fairly value. Now that doesn't mean there's not individual stocks within the market. I just gave you an example of Avago, which is one of the biggest winners in the market this week, that was trading at 0.56, 0.46 times the PEG ratio. And no wonder it's still going up and racing higher because it's still undervalued. It's still cheap. And in fact, we're going to feature it coming up a little bit later in the show. But I think you have to start thinking about stocks that have been good to you, mutual funds that have been good to you, ETFs that have been good to you. You can look up the ratios on your ETFs and your mutual funds. Check the PE ratio versus the overall market right now. Use 20 as your benchmark, which, you know, that's a richly priced market, S&P 500. It doesn't normally get too much further or higher above 20, and that's where we're at now. So stocks that are venturing up into that area, above that area, they better have a good reason to support it. But better yet, I think it's important to compare your stocks' forward PE ratios with their growth rates, and that's a real easy number. Look up the PEG ratio, which you can do on MSN, which you can do on Yahoo, which you can do on almost any stock market website. But even better, you can look it up on the Best Stocks Now app, which also gives you a five-year target price of a stock. I like
being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise. Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I heard, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. I heard Jim Cramer this morning saying that there's a couple of mega cap stocks. In fact, I saw a tweet from CNBC that there's a couple of mega cap stocks that Jim would like to be put in charge of and run. And, you know, look, I've watched the Street.com stock over the last 10 years go down 5.6% per year, down 27.8% in the last 12 months. Out of 3,940 stocks, my independent app that has no opinions whatsoever ranks the Street.com at 3,790 out of 3,940. So I would personally be a little reluctant, you know, looking at that track record, but I do like Mr. Cramer. I think he's entertaining, and I'll leave it at that. Let's take a look at a best stock now. What makes for a best stock now? Well, I like a combination of value and performance. I'm a hybrid. We drove our little Prius. I had to go up to an appointment in the North County of San Diego. It's a hybrid. It's half electric and it's half gasoline, and I don't know, it shuts off all the time and you wonder if it's still running, and it's, but it gets good mileage. We don't stop at the gas tank too often or at the gas station too often. But I like that combination of value, which I measure by PEG ratio, which I measure by the valuations that I do on companies, and but I also like companies that are better than most, that are flourishing. Look, all these guys are arriving in Arizona and in Florida right now. They're gathering, hundreds of them. I was shocked. We go to the San Diego Padres spring training every year, at least for a couple of weekends out of the year. There's not just the guys vying for the 25-man roster on opening day, but there's hundreds and hundreds of guys vying. There's fields of dreams out there of guys vying to make it on the double A or the single A or the triple A teams. The Arizona and Florida are full of baseball prospects right now. And when it comes, when all is said and done, they're going to narrow it down to the guys that they think can best achieve whatever their goal may be, to make the playoffs, to win the World Series, whatever their goal is. I'm sure they all want to win the World Series. But the best of the best will eventually be on the final cut. And the team that gets to dress up and line up on the foul lines on opening day and sing the Star Spangled Banner. Anyways, there's a little company that I've watched over time. I think this is one of the best little small caps that, you know, I wouldn't say it's the best one I've ever witnessed, but it's right up there with one of the best. And now it's crossed the line to become a mid-cap stock. Isn't that what a little acorn should do? Aren't little acorns supposed to grow up to be mighty oaks? Well, Acorn Inc., Acorn with a K, is headquartered in Lake Forest, Illinois. I'm sure it's mighty chilly there today, but the stock is mighty hot. The stock has gone from $1 a share in 2010. Listen to this, from $1 a share in 2010 to $50 per share today. And it's been highly ranked in my app for quite some time. And if you Google my name and the word Acorn, A-K-O-R-N, you'll see stories, articles that I've written about it along the way. And it's a stock that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. What do they do for a living? They develop pharmaceuticals in specialty areas such as ophthalmology, hospital drugs, and injectables. And they're a very profitable company. This isn't a biotech. No, they have product. And boy, have they been growing their earnings and their sales. Over the last 5 years, their earnings growth has averaged 30% per year. And the stock has responded right along with it, obviously. In fact, over the last 5 years, the stock has averaged, get this, 97.4% per year. This has got to be at or near the top of all 5-year performance stocks in the entire market. And you probably never heard of the stock. Now, if you look on Acorn, if you pull it up on my app, AKRX, you will find that I have written many articles, that I have featured it on this show many times in the past, and the stock continues to grow. Will it grow to be a mighty oak? I don't know, but it's gone from $1 to 50 so far in the last 5 years. That tells me there's somebody that's pretty competent. Now, if he wants to run one of these mega cap companies, I think I wouldn't have much problem putting him in charge, who's ever running Acorn, because he's done a damn good job of running a company that's put a lot of money in shareholders' pockets, which I can't say the same about TheStreet.com. Acorn is up 71% in the last 12 months. When I compare the performance of Acorn over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, over the last 1 year, it's one of those rare birds that gets a performance grade of A+. This is the top of the class. This is valedictorian type. Most valuable player. In fact, it's a trophy winner. I give very few trophies in my app. Acorn is one of them. And Acorn has delivered again this week. Now, Bill, you keep talking about valuation. What is the current valuation? It's currently trading at 25 times forward earnings. You say, okay, you are buying a stock that's trading at a discount, or own a stock that's trading at a premium to the overall market. You said the market's 20. This is 20. Well, now let's compare it with the expected growth rate. Over the next 5 years, Acorn is expected to deliver 35% growth per year. Now, I don't know if they're going to do that. We're going to take it a quarter at a time, a day at a time, a week at a time. But it's certainly delivered over this past 3 months, another quarter, another blowout quarter, more new highs for Acorn. But the major point here is 25 is less than 35. It's trading still at a discount to its growth rate. It still has a PEG ratio of 0.73, way less than 1. I continue to own Acorn. Now, before the earnings report this week, Acorn was ranked number 9 out of 3,940. And it's been a top-ranked stock for quite some time in the app. Why does the app rank it so highly? Because the app takes into account, number one, its performance. And that performance comes in at A+. In fact, this is probably one of the top-performing stocks over the last 5 years. It's gone from 1 to 50. Now, that happens because of earnings and sales growth. And then secondly, it looks at the valuation. And it still sees that the stock could trade a lot higher from here. Are there any guarantees? No. Is it a good example of a best stock now? Yes. Is it a recommendation? No. Is it a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management? Yes. We come back, we'll talk about another one. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And, you know, I'm just paying a lot more attention these days to the valuation side of the equation because the market is not as cheap as it was. I remember when this whole thing began, really, the real bull market, the P.E. ratio of the S&P was down around 13, 14, somewhere in there. And now it's risen all the way up to 20. You know, if you look at the long-term history of the S&P 500, we're pretty much in a fairly valued range. And I showed that in a lot of detail last week in my newsletter. Now, that doesn't mean I go out and sell everything. It just means it's getting a lot harder to find values, although they're still out there. And secondly, I also have to pay attention, maybe take some preemptive action on some stocks that I think are just getting a little bit long in the tooth here. And I sold a couple like that here recently that had gotten up to PE ratios or PEG ratios well over 2. And I just don't think, even though those stocks can certainly go higher, now they have valuation shackles to break out of, and that becomes a little bit difficult. And I think the market may struggle here for a while with valuation issues, but at the same time, you never know. Momentum, euphoria are very hard to gauge. And so we have to kind of weigh both of those in our mind. That's where the stock charts come into real useful value. You can see when things are starting to kind of top out and starting to roll over, we call it. I'm not seeing a lot of that right now, but I am seeing quite a bit of topping action here and there, and it's mostly due to valuations. You know, you can also pull up historical valuation ratios on stocks. You can do that on MSN. I was looking at a couple of the defense stocks the other day. I was looking at Lockheed Martin. And it's trading at historical high P.E. ratios right now. That's a warning sign. Does that mean I turn around and sell it? No. I mean, we've seen some multiple expansion here because of low interest rates and because of demand for stocks, because there's really nowhere else to put your money these days. I think there's 7 countries in Europe that are currently paying negative interest rates on their bonds. That's going to continue to force money into equities and into the stock market. Because as you look around the world, I mean, U.S. stocks continue to be one of the most desirable asset classes in the entire world. So we have to weigh all of this in our mind, but keep in the back of your mind that there are now valuation issues in the market. You haven't heard me say that for the last almost six years of this bull market, but I'm saying it now. And so I'm paying more attention to my individual companies and their individual valuations than I have been in the past. And I've even taken a little bit of preemptive action on stocks that are becoming just a little bit pricey. So you just got to take it on a case-by-case basis. Another stock here that continues to meet my criteria, and it's having another very good week, is AVGO, Avago. Avago Technologies, which is a Singaporean designer of analogic ICs for telecom, industrial, automotive, and computing markets. This is now a $32 billion company. I recently wrote up an article on Avago, and I went through all of the particulars on it, the market capitalization, the valuation ratios, the performance numbers, the valuation numbers. The title of the article was Go, Go, Avago. That came out on February the 19th. And just 1 week later, here we are with company reports, beautiful earnings, reports an acquisition, and it's hitting new highs once again. And I had guys arguing with me, oh no, it's a fully valued stock right now. There's no way that they can make the kind of earnings that you're saying they can make. Well, I'm just using the consensus estimate that's out there on the street. You know, Avago has quite a history. Its corporate roots date back to the 1960s, the AT&T Bell Labs era, and the early Hewlett-Packard. In fact, I showed from their website the morphing of Avago over the years, and there's a lot of names there that you would recognize, including Hewlett-Packard, including AT&T Bell Labs, including Lucent, including LSI Logic, including Agere, including Agilent, including the Avago, which was spun off from Agilent. And then they did an Avago IPO in 2009, and here it is today. It's an amazing growth story. And it also has a lot to do with smartphones, which has helped them in their growth track. And I showed how Avago, over the years, has been a terrific performer. Let's just have a quick look here. Over the last 5 years, Avago has delivered 46% per year to investors, much more than its mother company, Agilent, which was spun off from Hewlett-Packard. Over the last 3 years, Avago has delivered 48.5% per year, while the market's delivered 15%. And over the last 12 months, this super stock is up 94%, while the market's up 14.6%. And if you look at my history of following Avago, you can see that it goes way, way back. And I've featured it on this show. I've written articles about it many times. In fact, I featured it just 2 weeks ago here on this show. We're featuring it again today because they have reported better than expected earnings. You know, another observation that I've made over the years, and I think that you could back this up with numbers, it seems like the great companies, the great performing stocks, it seems like they have much more higher probability of coming in with good earnings reports than the dud stocks. It seems like the dud stocks continue to report dud earnings, and it seems like the good stocks, now this doesn't happen forever, but boy, they get in a sweet spot in their growth cycle or in the lifespan of their company, and boy, things can really go good for quite some time, and they can keep that momentum going good for quite a while. This one is another one that gets a performance grade. It gets a momentum grade right now of A. Now, as I said in the first quarter of the show, I'm watching my valuations these days. I'm minding my calories these days. I'm staying away from the high caloric type stuff that is out there in the market. They're still going higher. But in a fully valued market, I think you have to pay more attention these days to valuation. I hope the guy that's gal that's running your money and managing your money is watching things for you. Anyways, Avago is currently trading at 14 times earnings. You've heard me say that the valuation of the market right now is 20 on the S&P 500. Avago would actually be more of a NASDAQ type stock, given the fact that it has four symbols in its four letters in its symbol, AVGO. The NASDAQ's trading at 22 times earnings, 23, closing in on 23 now. I'll be updating that this week in my newsletter. Now, Avago is trading at a steep discount to the market still, 14 times forward earnings. At the same time, it's expected to continue to grow by 31% per year over the next 5 years. 14 is less than 31. In fact, it's less than half, meaning that the PEG ratio comes in at 0.45. That's no guarantee that the stock will continue to go higher. But it is a valuation measure that we look at as growth investors. as any kind of investor should. The PEG ratio is very, very important. Avago also pays a little bit of a dividend yield of 1.3%. Avago still qualifies. In fact, before the earnings report, which was on Thursday, the stock was trading at 22. It was ranked at number 22. If we go back 6 months ago, it was ranked at number 84. It's been in my top 100 rankings now for a long, long time, and it's a stock that I continue to own here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's a large cap stock. It fits in a certain risk profile in one of my model portfolios. What else do I own here at Gunderson Capital Management? Well, I produce my newsletter every week. You can get it coming to your email box every weekend, pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, in last week's newsletter, I made the case that the market is in no way in bubble-like territory. You know, bubble-like territory occurred back in the year 2000 in the NASDAQ. And I mean, it was double bubble, all right? Bubble-like territory occurred in single-family homes. Boy, here in California, did we see it. Wow. And now finally, some of that vacant land that was all graded for new homes is finally being built once again because it took a long time to work off the excess. And even though the market is not in bubble-like territory right now, it is in fairly valued territory. And that becomes a concern. But having said that, I've just given you a couple of examples, and I give you examples almost on a daily basis of stocks that still make sense from a valuation point of view. Now, even though the market is not in a bubble, there's certainly plenty of individual stocks that the valuation would make me personally very, very concerned. Let me just give you some examples here, all right? Let's take Netflix, for instance. Very popular stock right now. Relative strength of 88. Very strong company. At or near new all-time highs. P.E. ratio is 130. Let's just take a look at what the PEG ratio is right now. Now, these stocks, to me, are in bubble territory. It's currently got a PEG ratio of 3.52. I like PEG ratios that are around 1 or less. LinkedIn would be another one that would make my left eye twitch just a little bit. It's not fun when your left eye twitches. It can be quite bothersome, especially when you're trying to get to sleep at night. LinkedIn has currently got a PE ratio of 63. No, that's the forward P.E. ratio. Holy cow, that's big. And it's got a PEG ratio of 1.6. That makes me a little nervous. You got one hitting a new high, okay? Well, Avago's hitting new highs, so is Salesforce.com. They both look great on the charts. They both look good from the momentum standpoint. But Avago is currently trading at, or not Avago, Salesforce, CRM, is currently trading at 91 times forward earnings. And that presents, the growth rate is expected to be 28%. The PEG ratio is 3.29. Now, I'm not telling you if you own these stocks to go out and sell them, but I'm just giving you examples of ones that I personally wouldn't own right now in this fair value environment that we've entered into. These are the kind of stocks that individually, in my opinion, are getting or are currently in bubble-like territory. Let me give you a few more examples here. Shake Shack. Now, why I like the prospects of the stock and think that they could probably maybe be the next Chipotle or whatever and go nationwide with their burger chains, you have to also realize that the P.E. ratio on Shake Shack right now is 357. Let's take another one here. Noodles. You know, I never did get this story whatsoever. Noodles currently trading at a P.E. ratio of 47. Is there that much profit margin in noodles? Apparently not. The stock is getting slammed here. I see the PEG ratio there is 1.66. I'll give you one more example here. Pandora, P.E. ratio of, do they even have a P.E. ratio? Yeah, P.E. ratio of 81. Forward P.E. of 30. So, you know, these are just stocks that, I'm giving you examples, and you can look up your own stocks. Now, there's exceptions. You know, the biotechs, obviously, they're still doing well. I had a lady tweet me the other day, and she said, hey, this company completely missed their earnings. Why do you continue to own it? And I said, they don't even have any earnings. It's still a laboratory, still looking for a drug that someday could be a major drug candidates. So, you know, look, they all have their own nuances. But companies with earnings and popular stocks right now, and there's plenty of them floating around, they'll be the first to go when the valuation chickens come home to roost eventually. So, you know what? In this market, I would really pay attention to individual valuations. I think that's very, very critical. So where do we find stocks that are still undervalued or still doing well? Well, my app ranks 3,940 every single day, and I'm adding stocks every day to the app as I find them. And in the newsletter, I boil it all down, and I have four or five model portfolios that I publish every single week. I lay my head on the chopping block, and my neck is on the line, and you can see how the portfolios are doing so far this year. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. Hey, we're closing in on a big milestone on the number of newsletters that we send out around the world, so help us get there. We're almost there. We'll reach over 10,000 here. We're just within an eyelash of that. You can follow me on Twitter. I send out four or five tweets a day, at Bill Gunderson, or on Stock Twits, where I have thousands of followers. And if you just say, you know what, I don't have time to manage my money, Gunderson, I'm busy managing my own life, my own business, my own profession. Well, that's what I do for a living here, 10, 11 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and sometimes Saturdays when the fishing's not good or when the market's red hot. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We would be happy to talk to you about, you know, what you've been doing in the market, what your guy or gal's been doing for you recently, or maybe you manage it yourself. Maybe you've been chopping your portfolio up. Maybe you're the one to blame. I don't know. Maybe you're doing a great job. A lot of folks are. But you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. I get into newsletter mode about this time of the week, start thinking about what I'm going to write about this weekend. I try to boil it down to what I think is the most important topic. I would say probably going to have something to do with valuations and how to check and how to monitor and how to be on top of those valuations right now, individual valuations and market valuations. pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.